Okay, so we're just leaving Styx nightclub now. Do you know roughly about the time that Alan would have left here?
It would have probably been, I think, after he came outside. I think he sat on the wall, he had a cigarette. So he's maybe left here about 20 past two and started walking up towards the Newcastle area.
And you think he's headed up this road towards some houses in order to try and go to a party?
Yeah, because there was a lot of people up this area that Alan knew, and this is where sometimes they would go on the Friday and Saturday nights. They would just go up here to friends' houses, so it just made sense. This is the only area where Alan would have headed. If not, he would have came home.
And there was quite a few parties up this area, so he could have been at a number of different houses, is that right?
Yeah, uh-huh. But obviously nobody's came forward, but there's been... We've got sort of evidence that puts Alan in a certain place, and this is just what we're going by. Just everything comes back all the time, and it always just leads to the same person.
It's hard to imagine that nobody would have seen him walking along
here.
Yeah,
I know. But there's, like, no cameras, and obviously it is a lot quieter at night time. But if Alan left there at 20 past two, maybe a lot of people had left before him, and there's not many people walking past, so we really don't know better than that way. This is the only way that you could really sort of go to the Newcastle area.
And how many searches have been done around this area by police?
The people that we got to search have actually did more searching than the police have. 2 years solid was searched all the time. Maybe rumours and that come up, maybe Alan was here or there, and everywhere would get searched. There has been a lot more searching than the police have did themselves. And obviously we've still not come up with anything, eh?
So you guys feel like you've pretty much covered this area as much as you can?
Yeah, uh-huh.
So if Alan did come this way,
yeah,
for a party, and maybe something happened to Alan, uh-huh, you're convinced he's not here?
No, he's definitely not here, because it was minus degrees that night and it was really cold, eh? And he'd left without a jacket or that on the Styx nightclub. So we thought maybe at the worst he'd maybe fallen asleep or that. So we've searched, the whole area got searched, eh? And no signs, in case he'd maybe wandered off or that.
And I guess that must be the trickiest part, with just absolutely no trace.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Nothing to follow.
Yeah, aye. Apart from all the, like, everyone coming back to us and saying it's, like, he's headed here, and it's just all the information just seems to point back to the one area, and we just can't seem to get away from that. I mean, it's not us that's making this up. It's like strangers hearing things and saying things.
We're walking through residential streets past, I mean, loads and loads of houses. I mean,
yeah.
What has the reaction from the community been, especially, I guess, on this route that it's believed Alan might have taken?
Uh-huh. People are just... They just don't believe that no one knows nothing. I mean, everybody just thinks someone knows something and is hiding it. You don't just disappear. No one just disappears without any trace. It's just trying to get to the bottom of the truth of what has happened that night and for someone to come forward.
So you believe there could be people living in this community who are deliberately keeping quiet about what they could possibly know about Alan?
Yes, uh-huh. I think they're just maybe scared to come forward. It's just a living nightmare, eh?
Yeah. You guys know so little information about what route Alan could have taken, where he could have gone.
Yeah.
You know, only still 3 years later.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what kind of effect does that have on you guys as a family?
It's got to really take each day as it is, eh? And I mean, hoping every day that we're going to maybe get answers, and that's what's keeping us going. Because we can't forget, we can't move on. We're like stuck until we get the answers. It's ruined our lives, eh?
And is it difficult living in the community where you know he was last scene, you know, how has that been living, you know, with this kind of on your doorstep?
It's hard, because a lot of people that you see, you just wonder, do they know anything, and they're not saying nothing, and you just get, like, really paranoid of people, thinking, do they know, and, you know, they're saying nothing. You just really, at times, don't know who to trust, eh? It's just, it's really hard.
I mean, it is really quiet down here.
Mm-hmm.
I can totally see how you would walk along this way and nobody would notice you.
Yeah, I mean, there's no shops or anything here for people to maybe go at night or that, so everyone would be sleeping in their beds, eh?
And if he was walking this way, he would have been going definitely with a destination in mind of a party, I guess.
Yeah.
There's no other particular reason you would come down this way.
No, this is, no, there's no other, there's no shops, there's nothing, as I say. Only headed to someone that he knew in this area. It's just along here. We think he's walked past, and that's where the guy that doesn't like him sort of lives. We think that's where Alan's been stopped, because apparently he was just in the house just up there. And we think this is sort of Alan's sort of last movement, say.
So just across the road here?
Yeah, yeah. We think Alan's went past to go to a party, but been stopped beforehand, before he's got to the house, and something's maybe happened.
So you think there's been some kind of altercation?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That Alan's been involved in?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then is that when you guys kind of draw a blank? You
believe? This is where we've been told Alan was at this bit. And then nothing from there.
What is the evidence that you guys have just now that Alan would have ended up here?
We got a text message from the person who we think is involved. Well, we got sent it, saying that Alan was in Barton Place in the Newcastle area after Strix nightclub the night he disappeared.
And we're obviously coming up now to the anniversary. It would be, you know, more important than ever to get some kind of lead.
Yeah, we just need to get closure, eh, and so we can move on with our lives. We're just stuck and we can't move on.